Welcome to Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast about how to move from inspiration to action and bring our dreams to life. I'm Lisa Zahia, and each week I'll release two podcasts, one where I walk you through action steps about how to make your dreams a reality, with another podcast in which I interview amazing changemakers from all over the world. This podcast isn't just for listening. Take notes and take action. Let's ignite and change the world together. Hey y'all, it's Lisa Zahia, and this is the end of season one of the podcast, Limitless with Lisa Z. So we've included a recap where you can get some of the highlights of both the interviews I had with our amazing changemakers, as well as the turning your vision into reality action steps with me, Lisa Zahia. Let's jump in. Step one to making your dreams a reality, equalizing desire and effort. So the more you can say what you're going to do, write it down, and take baby steps to put it in the action, the better it's going to go. So I want to really focus on that idea of baby steps, meaning that you're not going to transform your life by tomorrow. In fact, that never, if ever, works. But you certainly can choose to take tiny steps that will move you in the right direction. So if somebody's effort to do the thing that they want is a 10, but their effort in doing that is a 2, then we have a giant gap, and giant gaps aren't good. So the very first thing we want to do is to figure out what we want. So the exercise for that, there's two different ways you could do that. The first is to write down in a notebook, I want, and then allow yourself to just write for 20 minutes. So you're going to set a timer for 20 minutes and you're going to say, I want, I want, I want, I want, and allow yourself to not self-edit, allow yourself to dream, and really think about what you most want in the world. My God would not give me a desire that comes from a healthy place in myself if there was something wrong with it. So anything that when you are clear in your heart and you desire something, it is coming from your heart. It is coming from you. It is coming from God. It is coming from the universe. And allow that to be. And as soon as we start feeling really bad about ourselves, we tend to freeze or we tend to backpedal, which is going to get us, it's going to make that gap bigger. So instead, we want to say, hey, you, I love you. You're talking to yourself here. I want to change this. So let's get rid of the blame and shame. Next up, you are magic, exploring gender identity and finding your magic with Ray McDaniel.
So for those who don't know, I'm non-binary, mm-hmm. and I wrote a book that is all about gender freedom and gender mm-hmm. exploration. And I run a company, a therapy company that primarily focuses on queer and trans folks, but really anybody who is in line with those values.
Yes.
And this may seem like a strange place to start, but I promise it's relevant. I'm a double Capricorn. In fact, I have 6 placements in Capricorn in my chart, which means that my life has followed this very Capricornian journey of my work and my personal development happening hand in hand. So it wasn't, I had this big personal development journey, and then I decided I was going to do this with my life. It right. was very much at the same time as I am going through a personal development journey to my queer identity, to my non-binary identity. And that's one thing that I talk about a lot and that I teach is that I do think that people get very stuck in this, I have an idea, I have to figure it all out, and then I take step one. But a lot of times people don't ever take that step one because they don't have step 10 figured out. And the right. reality is that we get so much more information about what we want, about what we're going towards, about what it takes to quote unquote succeed, whatever that means to you, by taking little steps forward and by testing things out and by trying things out. And that action informs the next step 1.5 and step 2.
Right.
And
right.
You go from there.
Next step, decluttering your mind, making space for what truly matters in life.
So we're going to start with distraction. So I have a question for you, and I want you to answer this very honestly, and I'd love for you to journal about it. If somebody saw a record of how you actually spent your time, and they also saw your bank accounts, which is how you are actually spending your money. So if somebody saw a record of how you're actually spending your time, and then they saw your bank accounts, would it be a clear reflection of who you truly believe you are in your heart? Don't believe everything you think. Start to create an identity that allows you to become what I call the person across the street, which is if I am standing and I'm looking at across the street at a future version of me, the person who can grow the business, the person who can achieve the goals, the person who can interact and create relationships in the way I want. If I'm looking at that person across the street, what skills do I need to work on? What we're going to do is we're going to identify what those distractions are, and then we're going to find a healthy way to fulfill that distraction and choose to make that part of our time. Because if I go on Instagram and my intention is to connect and to laugh, then I can choose to do that. If I don't have an intention, then it will default to just being mindless. So the last part of this is going to be setting intention.
Next up, from fear to flow, embracing the state of absolute flow with Eduardo Placer.
So duende comes from the flamenco tradition, and it's the moment the fairies take over. So it is the moment in dance or movement or song where everything disappears and you are one with body, with rhythm, with audience, with voice, with spirit. And it's orgasmic. It is like literally everything disappears and you're in this state of absolute flow and you can't control it. Mm. You can't force it to happen. You can't will it to happen. You can't make it happen. It surprises you. And when you find yourself in that space, you need to have the skill set and wherewithal of presence to know how to ride the wave.
Yes.
And then that's it. And then it's over. It's fleeting. In our speaking, how are we creating the environment for ourselves to be a receiver of the magic and the fairies? So when they fucking take over, I can just channel. I was an amazing company member. The artistic director was apologetic when he was like, I don't have a job for you and we're all going to work for you one day. He says, I just don't have a job for you. In that moment, I practiced the 3 G's, grace, gratitude, and generosity. And I was living in a 4-bedroom apartment with Ben, one of my team members. I was the oldest person. I had the biggest room, which was not a big room because this is Brooklyn, New York City, but it just meant right. I had the bigger closet because I was the homosexual with the bigger wardrobe. And 3 others, all of us were queer, living in Brooklyn. I was paying like $825 a month for my apartment or for my room in the apartment. And luckily, I've done a lot of transformational work on myself. And my failure narrative is like already always present. There was absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think that sometimes what happens is we live in relationship to a figment and a fiction, which is a dream or something that is 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years always ahead of us. And we lose the power and the beauty and the perfectness of right now.
That goes back to, we were talking about gratitude and inspiration. Like, aren't those really tied to being present?
100%. And the word inspiration comes from the same root word as the word expire, aspire, and it means with breath.
Oh, yeah. The thing that brings us all back to the present.
Is the breath. Like, in this moment, I have this breath. And I have this breath. And I have this breath. And what do I do with this breath in this moment?
When we go back to the very beginning, getting us out of fear, shame, and doubt, like getting us out of ego is being present.
100%.
How can I just be the tool right now?
And how can I just be right here, right now? Hi, people who are listening.
Yeah. Like,
let's just take a breath together.
One of the feelings that I think has been really important in my life and transformation is awe. When was the last time you felt awe in your life?
I wish I would surrender more into it when I witness it. And I feel like sometimes there's a way that it's just like, we live in a world that's a little hashtag no big deal. You know, like right. I just flew from Boston to New York. And that is awe-inspiring. The fact that we can get on this vehicle and in 30 minutes and go from Boston to New York and you're flying and you see the clouds and the expanse and you see the people and the, not the people, but you see the houses and the trees and the rivers and you see the patterns.
The plane window. I've flown so much, but the plane window makes me feel awe.
Yeah, you look outside and the cloud configurations and the sun and all that other stuff.
Next up, from inspiration to action, embracing effort and taking baby steps.
So I want to encourage you all to think, what is the effort I'm going to do today? Because my dreams that I identified in week one, they deserve sweat. They deserve effort. Like, how good would it feel to work hard and do the thing? The first thing I would say is do it first. Do it first thing in the morning. Get uncomfortable and do all the things. Then you can write the things or design the things that feel really safe. So what do I need to create a safe space for myself? Support system, get a coach, have a community of entrepreneurs. And then I'm going to choose to get uncomfortable in this space that I feel safe. At any particular point, I will say to myself when something is uncomfortable, this thing isn't bad. This is what it feels like to get better. This is what it feels like for me to master sales. This is what it feels like for me to create a reel every day and get really consistent.
Next up, fair and ethical practices, a conversation with Alyssa Cesarini.
I felt it was my purpose to create an agency that represents them fairly and with the respect and dignity that they deserve, because it's a very underrepresented industry, domestic work, and specifically in the staffing industry. And I think knowing that and being aware of that as an agency is also what's made me successful in our community of domestic workers. Because I mean, people know I'm here to support and uplift, help people recharge, believe that there's a future in this industry if they've been wronged, you know. But a lot of times it's not even, has nothing to do with me. I mean, these people are continuously, you know, committed, and it's just, a lot of times it's shocking, but they love children. And it's like, it's the most selfless community I've ever been a part of. And I'm very grateful that I'm a part of it, you know? Yeah. And if you're benefiting from people, honor that. Honor that people are doing something for you. And it's okay to be in gratitude, like a lot.
There's something really profound in there, which you don't see in a lot of traditional companies, which is like, a lot of magical things happen when you treat somebody who's working for you like a human, and there's friendship. And, you know, like you followed your passion and curiosity you got from your dad and took it into creating a business that also serves.
And if I didn't have family and friends that remind you of who you are, which I think is just the essence of beautiful relationships, people that can remind you of the love you are and your ability to bring love to people's lives, and how, you know, just a smile can shift somebody, and just having the people that remind you of the simple things about yourself that matter. And I think we forget when we're dealing with imposter syndrome.
Next up, 5 powerful hacks for transforming inspiration into action.
A lot of you have heard me talk about the big 3, which is at any point, every quarter, I do 3 goals. Every month, I do 3 goals. Every week, I do 3 goals. Every day, I do what are the 3 things I need to accomplish. This is borrowed from a lot of different sources, including the United States military, that they do things in 3s, because beyond that, the human brain can't hold all that information, so we just go into overwhelm. And when we go into overwhelm, but we just cut it off. Measure effort, not progress. While I do actually measure progress in this is how much more I need to make, how many more clients I have to get,
whatever it is, I'm measuring progress, but day to day, it's not about the amount, like, did I write 10 pages? It's did I sit down for the half an hour and write? So I want you to measure your effort, because that we can control and that we can celebrate. And then I start to understand how much of my effort produces how much of a result. Do informational interviews with these people if they're available, but we can always look at how did somebody else create this, because that is going to accelerate my progress, and mimic structure. Again, we're not going to copy content, although we can take our own spin on content that we see a lot of people putting out, but we can copy structure. So we always want to be modeling someone. So instead of feeling jealous, this was a big one for me, get curious. Instead of being jealous, get curious. That's huge. If you can't afford a coach, get into a coaching program, perhaps a mastermind where you could be with other entrepreneurs. Highly, highly recommend. Now, in selecting a coach, do not go to somebody who hasn't done what you want to do. I like people with hands-on experience and who hasn't shown you that they can help other people do the same thing.
Last but not least, fearless fire, embrace your unapologetic self.
And I put on the mic pack and I walk up to these two black double doors and two men push them open and I walk in and it is hot and it is bright and I walk onto the soundstage. It is WLOS News 13. Okay, so we're gonna start with our feet glued to the floor. We're gonna put the right hip in, then the left hip in. Yeah. And as it went to commercial, Evan put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Lisa, I'm so glad you're here. You're really good at this. I walked out of that studio and I was like, I think I'm famous. So I went to my car and I got in and I picked up my phone and I saw I had a Facebook message and I could see the preview and it said, how dare you? You don't belong there. You're disgusting. You are F-A-T. I started to curl up and I was trying to get smaller and it took me back to another time in my life. I'm in the sixth grade up and there's a group of boys pointing at me and their leader, Mike, comes out and he goes, ew, Lisa's a cow. Look at how her legs spread over the bench. I'm in the eighth grade and she writes a problem on the board and says, okay, who knows the answer? And I don't go answer the problem that I know because I would have to turn around and they would see me. I'm a senior in high school and there were boys from high school on the porch. And they were talking about all the girls. And they said, oh, those girls, those are the girls you want to date. But Lisa, with those legs and that butt, that's the kind of girl you want to fuck. And it is 20 years later, and I'm driving back from that TV studio, and I feel the exact same way. And I take a breath, and I think, oh, Western North Carolina's most famous and only belly dance teacher is back. I think, you know what, I'm gonna write back to this woman who decided to see me on the news and take her time to tell me I was fat. So I pick up my phone and I open the message and I say, dear stranger, thank you for calling me fat, because this is my business and this is my body and I am proud of both of them. And I also say, words are important and words matter, but my words and Jade's words and Taylor's words and Larry's words are more important than yours. My name is Lisa Zahia. I'm a former world champion belly dancer. Now I own a business strategy company because I want every entrepreneur who has a passion to be able to make an impact and make a profit. So what does dance have to do with business? For me, for my clients, and for everyone, it's everything. Because until I made peace with this body, the body that runs this business, I never could have succeeded. And that is not just my wish for all of my clients, to help them become unapologetic in the skin they're in, but is also my wish for you.
That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.